On the drive, though, we're zero focusing in here, focused on the Calgary connections to Queen Elizabeth in honor of her Majesty's passing earlier today. If you're just joining us, I mentioned this about half an hour ago, but it's worth mentioning again. The flag, the Union Jack at City Hall in Calgary has been lowered to half staff, as has the City of Calgary's flag is also flying at half staff right now in the honor of the Queen's passing. There is a fantastic archive collection of Queen Elizabeth's connections to Calgary at City Hall right now. So if you have time, maybe this weekend, it's right in the main atrium area, I believe, just kind of into your left there, closer to the City Hall chambers. It was in honor of her 70th anniversary of her coronation, right? Starts from, you know, images and information from the Queen's first visit to the city, which was as Princess Elizabeth in 1951, right up until her last visit in 05, of course, on May 25th, 2005. Yours truly, I was a news reporter that day. I covered her visit. I covered her making the rounds throughout the city, visiting the Museum of the Regiments, having a big luncheon at the Roundup Center, and of course, the large event with about 20,000 people at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. The mayor of Calgary in 2005 was Dave Bronconye. And Dave Bronconye recorded a conversation with me earlier today, about 10 minutes before I signed on this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And here's part of that conversation, or here's that conversation with a former mayor, Dave Bronconye, now. And I started asking the former mayor how he's doing.
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. I appreciate you squeezing me in this afternoon to talk about this. You must have fond memories of that 2005 visit of the Queen.
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, it's still very vivid in my memory as we celebrated Alberta's centenary 2005, and that Her Majesty was here and Prince Philip as well. And I had the pleasure of meeting them first in the city of Edmonton, then, of course, hosting them here in Calgary. And we had about 20,000 people that showed up to the Saddle Dome at that day.
Wow.
And, you know, there was a lunch first with the people from the Calgary Stampede, then Premier Klein, and many other dignitaries that were there. And then, we put on just a great sort of a mini grandstand show.
Yeah.
And the Queen was absolutely, as was Prince Philip, just delighted with the show, with the performance. She had very fond memories, she told me, of Calgary before, having been here, and was a real fan of the Stampede. And she just was thrilled with the event and the performance that was put on by some of the performers that were here in Calgary at that time.
Dave, I mean, this may seem a little weird, this question. I know you're a tall person, and the Queen is not a tall person. What was that like? Because, I mean, physically, you're just, you know, like, I mean, when I just think of, you know, friends of mine who are not, it's kind of a little awkward to talk, but she's the Queen that you're talking with, you know?
I actually have a photograph standing next to her, and it was it was a little bit awkward at first because, I mean, of course, she is not a very was not a very tall woman, and you know, I'm 6'2" and a half, and I was just sort of, you know, you have to keep your posture. Of course, you are meeting Her Majesty for the first time, and take a bit of a bow, and you sort of tower over her. But she was just an amazing person that, you know, that didn't seem to strike her at all.
Yeah.
She was very interested in the military regiments that were here and present that day, interested in what the various school groups that were performing for her. She'd ask questions about that and the questions that were going on with the Stampede and what was happening in Calgary. And she very much enjoyed her time here. I know that Calgarians were very enthusiastic when she was here, that the streets were lined. And as I said, we had about 20,000 people out that day to Stampede Park and at the Saddle Dome watching the performance moving forward. And she's certainly going to be sadly missed by this Canadian, and I think by the globe. We've never experienced a leader like her as a head of state, and I don't think we'll ever experience one in our lifetimes again.
Yeah, and I know, Dave, you and I are relatively close in age. I mean, this is the only queen we've known, right?
Absolutely. My entire life, has been her, and I guess we'll have to get used to King Charles. That will sort of not roll off the tongue as easily as Her Majesty, as we're sort of used to that their years. But, I mean, just an incredible woman, an amazing global leader, the head of state to many, many countries, including our own.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've never seen anything like it with 70-year history. And it's a sad, sad day, but certainly a memorable one for an outstanding person.
I've never had, the honor of meeting Her Majesty. And from everyone I've chatted with that has... They always said and have told me that the Queen always had something to say to each and every person, you know, like she was able to connect in the 15, 20, 30 seconds that she had with each person. Was there one thing that stands out in your mind, Dave, that the Queen did or said that you'll never forget?
Well, I can tell you on a personal note that she was very generous that at that time, back in 2005, we had four young children. And my children all had the opportunity to meet her quietly and privately.
Wow.
Before the public event took place. And that was something very special for our family. And I think that's just the kind of person that she was. She really tried to connect with individuals. Even though she traveled the globe to so many different countries and cities, she always took a piece. And, you know, I recall that, you know, with our visit and going through that, she was very curious and really wanted to know the detail of the various young performers that were in front of her. And I recall that as she was going through and inspecting the troops, she had actually, they had guided her through a section where she did not go back to some of the veterans. And when she started to walk on the stage, she realized that herself. And she turned around and she walked back to make sure that she visited each and every veteran. And
wow.
That'll always stick in my memory.
That speaks to the character, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. And Dave, do you think you're going to be chatting with your kids tonight?
I've already done that, particularly to my daughter, who was present at the time and presented her with a grouping of flowers and had a little brief chat with her. So that we were already on the account today, going back and forth. So, but I think Canadians overall are an exceptional. Realize that what a true head of state that we truly had with Queen Elizabeth, and very many memories by all Canadians. But when I look back to 2005, and you see that the Saddle Dome with 20,000 people in it, and Her Majesty and Prince Philip here at the time, just wanting to go through, and they had done us proud as a country.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave, thank you so much for your memories of that 2005 visit. I know I'll never forget it, covering in the news. You know, it was a big highlight in my career for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely was. It was a piece of history that we'll never forget.
That's former Mayor Dave Ronconier. Our coverage of the passing of Queen Elizabeth, but we're focusing on the drive this afternoon on Calgary's connection to Her Majesty. She first visited the city in 1951 as Princess Elizabeth. We've been talking about that. The Calgary community of Britannia in the Southwest was developed about the time of the Queen's coronation, with all kinds of royal names doing the streets and roadways and crescents in the community of Britannia. There are two schools named after Queen Elizabeth in Calgary. There's Queen Elizabeth School for elementary-aged kids, and there's Queen Elizabeth High School, both in Northwest Calgary in the community of West Hillhurst. There's the QE2 Highway, Highway 2, renamed, of course, in Her Majesty's honor between Calgary and Edmonton. There's all kinds of great Calgary connections to Her Majesty. And this afternoon, at this point, I want to dig into the connections between the Queen and the Calgary Stampede. And that's where our next guest comes in. Cassandra Cummings is joining me this afternoon. Cassandra is a historical specialist with the Calgary Stampede. Cassandra, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the Queen is very connected to the greatest outdoor show on earth, right?
Yes, absolutely. So she visited Calgary 5 times, and 4 of those times she was here at Stampede Park.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you go to Stampede Park, right, if you're visiting the city? Okay, let's go one by one, if you don't mind. The 4 times that she visited Stampede Park, why don't we start with her first visit, if you don't mind, Cassandra?
Absolutely. So you've already mentioned the date, 1951, when she came here as then Princess Elizabeth. So she was on a 36-day Canadian tour. It was her first visit to Calgary. And the timing is interesting for us. So she's here in October, and we decide to host a mini stampede. So as you might expect, in October in Calgary, it gets a bit snowy.
Interesting.
We have a full rodeo. 7,500 Calgarians come and watch the rodeo with her and Prince Philip and Mayor Don McKay, who originated kind of the white hat tradition, as well as a barbecue in the corral and going to Elbow River Camp and meeting with First Nations chiefs there.
It's funny, Cassandra, that we're starting with this conversation because a person just texted the show saying, Ted, I had a conversation with an old cowboy today who competed at the boys' steer riding for Princess Elizabeth, October 1951 in Calgary. He said it was a cold, windy day and the queen was given a blanket to keep warm, and his family still has the blanket to this day.
That's amazing.
How cool is that, right?
So cool.
I know. So cool. So cool. Okay, so that's 1951. When was the next time she was at the Stampede?
So the next time was 1959. It's her second tour as reigning monarch, so second tour of Canada, but her second visit to Calgary. So again, they visit Elbow River Camp. They watch the chuck wagon races. They go to a casual barbecue, eating some traditional beef, and they also stop at the Jubilee Auditorium on this tour.
Okay, very cool. So that was 1959, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 59. So 51 and 59. She's now queen, of course. Mm-hmm. She's not a princess anymore. She's now queen. Okay, so what about the third time she was at Stampede?
Third time, 1973, again, stops at the chuck wagon races. And also there's a musical presentation during the evening presentation honoring the centennial of the RCMP.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There must be all kinds of photographs, right, in the archives there of the Queen's visits?
Yes, we have some fantastic photos, those ones of 1951 in particular, some of my favorites. You can really see the snow coming down and they're bundled up in those blankets.
Yeah.
So maybe that cowboy's blanket is in some of the photos.
Oh, maybe, right? Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
But there's some great ones of them with the chuck wagons and going to the other sites around Calgary as well.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Okay, so that's three out of the four visits. And the fourth visit, of course, Cassandra, I'm just going to play a bit of tape here because we know this one well. At least I was there covering it. Let's put it to you that way. Here's the introduction of Her Majesty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and welcome our guest of honor. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
There, that was 2005, right, Cassandra? 2005.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So what exactly was the Stampede connection to that visit in 05?
Yeah, so in 2005, she's on tour. It's the centennial of the provinces of Saskatchewan and Alberta. So those provinces came into being in 1905. And a lot of those events in the final stop were here in Calgary at Stampede Park. So they have a luncheon at the Roundup Center with Premier Ralph Klein and hosted in addition with his wife, Dr. Colleen Klein. And then they move on to the Saddle Dome for a big centennial celebration. So 17,000 Albertans attend this free concert that's a celebration of Alberta's multiculturalism.
I'll never forget it, Cassandra, to be honest with you. It's one of the highlights. I was a news reporter back then, and it's definitely one of the highlights of my reporting career, for sure.
Amazing.
Hands down. Yeah, hands down. And if people want to find out more about, you know, the Stampede connection to Queen Elizabeth, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we do have on our website, calgarystampede.com, we have a historical portion, and that includes some of these highlights and photos there in our kind of exhibits and timeline. And you can also contact me through that page if you're interested in learning more or seeing some more of the photos.
Oh, that's so great. How much fun has it been for you? I mean, it's terrible. You know, I mean, she has passed away, but she has had such an impact on society, Canadian and specifically Alberta society. So, yeah, I mean, I'm having fun reliving all these memories, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is, a conflicting time in that way, in that it is obviously condolences to the Queen and the royal family. But for many of us, we've never known another monarch to this point.
Yeah.
So that will bring up all sorts of memories for different people in different ways. But being able to kind of revisit the time she's been here on celebration and sharing those moments has been fantastic.
Yeah, I bet. Cassandra, thank you so much for chatting this afternoon. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's Cassandra Cummings, a historical specialist with the Calgary Stampede, highlighting the four times that she has taken part in events and appeared at Stampede Park. Again, 1951 as a princess, Princess Elizabeth, and the Duke of Edinburgh back then. 1959, back in Calgary, is the first time as a queen. She was at the Stampede. Then in 1973, and of course, the one that I remember well, the most recent visit, her last time in the city of Calgary, was in 2005, marking the centennial anniversary of the province of Alberta.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.